Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash the students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, there's a reason why it's called the Food and Drug Administration. Processed foods when removed from kids' diets, their ADHD symptoms drop by 53%. No medication but just food. That's great, but how will drug companies make their money if everyone starts eating healthy? I think the main contributing factor is the sugar that's added to processed foods. When I stopped eating processed foods and carbs, and I threw them out of my diet, it took me almost a month of withdrawal symptoms to finally feel normal again. Moving on, check this out. It's the Indian version of Titanic on a train, and I can just hear Celine Dion right now. I wonder if it has the same ending. The guy in the front is probably plugged in so he doesn't fall off. But seriously, what do you expect from people whose natural predator is a train? 34 to 40 people die in India each day in train-related accidents in the country. 300,000 people die every year in there for train stampedes. Yet I've seen Westerners ride Indian trains for their YouTube videos, and they don't even worry about it. Number 3, now here's a man who knows how to maintain frame. His wife said they needed to stop traveling so much and start saving more money. He agreed, and that's why he's now traveling alone to save 50%. And here's a picture of her actual reaction when he said this, with her throwing a flip-flop across the room at him. In reality, if you're a high-value man, then you can get away with this, and she'll still be there when you get back. If you're a simp, not so much. Up next, people can't believe that she would be effective at her job. I beg to differ. She would be very effective as crowd control. Haven't you seen what a horse does when it comes to pushing people back? What I can't believe is that they actually made uniforms that large. What is she doing here standing next to a door so the air conditioning can cool her off or something? Or is she just guarding a donut shop? Imagine this officer using a knee restraint on you. You're gone immediately. Number 5, Canada's only hope is to have Pierre Poilievre as the Prime Minister, and he's got the support of young people under the age of 30. But it doesn't matter, because boomers vote Liberal and outnumber everyone. So I'm already spending half my years in Florida in the winters, for now. And if I have to, the summer's in Serbia if things go from bad to worse. I've just about had enough being held hostage by boomer voters and jeets trying to scam me. Moving on, people are wondering why guys are attracted to women like these days. Simple. Because this is skinny now, or was until Ozempic showed up. From my experience, women like this are fun until their 30s. Until what little lift their boobs and butt had is completely gone. I'd do her if she had a cute face. But after 30, this body type sweats and builds up a foul odor in their flesh folds. God help her if she has any kids, because she's going to be as big as a Goodyear blimp at that point. Number 7, Trump has deported enough illegals in Minnesota for the state to lose a congressional seat. People are now saying that Trump's going to win the midterms by cheating. Of course, it's ironic because the leftards cheat first, and now they're accusing him of the very same thing they're guilty of. He's not cheating, though. He's just following the law. When Obama deported even more illegals than him, they cheered. And now that Trump is doing it, they're complaining about it. He's not cheating. He's just making sure that the left can't cheat themselves. Up next, New Zealand leads the race for the number of Indians in the Western world at 6% of their total population. Canada's in close second with 5%. But it's worse in Canada because in cities like Toronto, South Asians, mostly Indians of course, make up 20% of the population. Funny how Indians are so proud to be Indian, but they don't actually want to live there. I prefer blacks and Latinos to Indians. They stick to their own groups primarily. Indians move into white folks' neighborhoods and change the character of the place. Number 9, environmentalists are cheering as Thailand once closed a beach to tourism for a year to allow the coral reefs to heal naturally. What they don't understand is that it's actually an investment, sacrificing a little profit today for a lot of profit down the road. If they really cared about the environment, they would stop people from burning trash, crops, and reduce visible vehicle emissions, instead of allowing Bangkok's air quality to be among the worst in the world. Moving on, Jessica wonders why men nowadays prefer to live alone and never get married. It's called going your own way, honey. And we just want our peace and to keep our money for ourselves. Plus, we don't want to have to offer up emotional tampon services to some woman that can divorce us and wreck our lives. This could also be one of the reasons. Then many women like this one go from great to gross. Plus all that seems to be out there these days is high-notch count women and single mothers. Number 11, Canada's cut tariffs on Chinese cars from 100% down to only 6%. Some of these cars charge twice as fast as Teslas, and they also keep their battery charge better in cold weather too. When America plays stupid tariff games, in this case, China wins great prizes. If Chinese EVs can really charge in 5 minutes, it would make sense for me to get one. So long as there's a way to get out of it if it catches fire. Because people keep being deep fried in Chinese electric cars. Because the doors won't open. Moving on, when I look up the definition of mental illness in the dictionary, here's what I see. A trans woman going to work in week 37 of her simulated pregnancy. Gay men used to get attention back in the day when they came out of the closet. Because it was kind of rare. But being gay doesn't bring attention like it used to, so now guys like this are gay with extra steps. One day they'll have uterus transplants and monstrosities like this will actually give birth. Number 13, here's another imposter, Meghan Trainor, welcoming a baby named Mikey Moon into this world via surrogate mother. You didn't give birth, so put your shirt back on, lady. She must have gone through such a difficult labor picking that baby up. Feminists have issues with men objectifying women as sex objects, but they don't seem to have any problems objectifying other women as incubator objects. I bet she's taking the shirt off and trying to fool people that she actually gave birth herself. Up next, surprise everyone. Men with high status have more partners, as it's revealed that Martin Luther King had affairs with 40 different women. When you've got status as a male public figure and women offer to sleep with you, it can be hard to turn their advances down. I bet his real dream was to empty his pants into as many women as possible. People say this is fake news, but it's based on FBI files and surveillance. But I guess we'll know in 2027 when the full tapes are finally unsealed. Number 15 in South Korea, they developed a spray that can heal wounds in seconds by turning blood into gel. Well, there goes the Band-Aid business in South Korea, at least because they're actually living in 2075 and we're still living in 1975. Then again, I've had the perfect solution for this forever, which is just to use super glue. Not the healthiest alternative, but sometimes you just gotta make do. Plus, you'll still need bandages to protect that healing wound, even if the spray heals them as well. Up next, apparently SSD solid-state 1TB hard drives are over, because production is fully sold out and the rising costs are expected to continue well into 2027. When I got my new computer, I wanted a 2TB solid-state drive. But the people in the store were just pushing me to use cloud storage. I was like, hell no, and paid a boatload more for that 2TB drive. First day I took our GPUs and now our hard drives. What's next? Our monitors too. Number 17, for anyone needing motivation, check out the weight loss on this guy. He looks like he's got a quad though. If you don't get the reference, then watch the film Total Recall from the early 90s. But I think that losing all that weight did actually save his life. He just needs to cut the excess skin off. The moral of the story is, don't get fat. As for that thing poking out of his belly, it's actually a hernia and those are his small intestines poking out like a turtle head. Moving on, if this woman showed up like this for your first date, what would you do? I'd say, it's me, Mario. But you just know that there are tons of guys out there that would instantly propose to her. And if they don't, then they're probably gay. Who is this girl? Because I keep seeing her everywhere with that outfit changing. She's probably AI generated. Regardless, I think that Mario's mustache needs to be trimmed on the left and the right side, so it's just big and thick in the middle. Number 19, looks like boomers are doing whatever they can to live forever, as scientists have now rewound skin cells' biological age by about 30 years. Great! Now we won't be able to tell the 50 and 20-year-old women apart anymore. This has the possibility of making cougars a thing of the past. They're saying they're trying to figure out other therapeutic treatments for other cells in the body, and that it's actually working. But seriously, I'll believe it when I finally see it on store shelves. Optics, and speaking of cougars, even famous ones like Demi Moore reveal that at the age of 40 she had to put up with threesomes and cheating to please 25-year-old Ashton Kutcher during their marriage. This just proves to me that it's the man that's the prize in a marriage, and that the woman would rather share the top men among themselves than have an unattractive simp all to themselves. It says that she put up with this behavior, but when in reality she didn't have to. Number 21, here's some clown world news. That same-sex couples face higher climate change risks. How exactly? Do they own more beachfront property than heterosexuals? Actually, they do, and the article says that there are higher gay populations in coastal cities where the water is rising. Meanwhile, the ocean levels have stayed the same for centuries, even though we're being gaslit into believing that they are rising. Moving on, China's fertility rate is now below 1. But why are East Asian fertility rates even lower than the European ones? It has to do with the fact that the majority of people there live in overcrowded urban centers. It's the mouse utopia experiment, but on a human scale. I think the reason that Japan hasn't fallen as much as Korea is because it doesn't have feminism. And in China, life is so bad that people are choosing to lay flat or let it rot. And that trend will only accelerate. Number 23, whites in America will reach minority status by 2042. Remember that once whites become the minority, minority rights will disappear. I don't believe the official number and think that whites are already minorities, unless it's in rural areas or small towns. They're probably lying to us about how bad it really is. It's probably even worse in Canada. In Toronto, it's officially 20% Indian, but it's probably 30 to 40%. Up next, here's the difference between women in public in 1960 versus 2025. And hoflation is real, and the women on the right probably expect the same quality of men that the women in the 1960s received. Fashion standards have also collapsed. Women dress for comfort and not for femininity. And I see that the women on the right also tend to eat a lot more comfort food as well. Number 25 and the last one, remember guys, that even if she's this tall, she's still only going to want to date men that are 6 feet tall. But seriously, you shouldn't post your kids on the internet because there are all kinds of perverts out there that'll see her and try to take her for themselves. Either that, or they'll actually think to themselves that she's just begging to be kicked until she flies across the apartment. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.